The following is a song that I wrote specifically for the La Salle, Peru Unitarian Universalist Community Church. It was for their candle lighting ceremony as a response.
Touch our hearts to the flames of friendship. Open our minds in the light of truth. Keep our lives on paths to freedom, melting chains wherever found.
The next song I'd like to share with you is one that I wrote after the Kent State incident in 1970. I was thinking about the failure of the Flower Children Revolution in the 60s, and I did a little tongue-in-cheek play on words with sun, S-O-N, and sun, S-U-N. In the song, what I sing is sun, S-U-N.
On a cold October night, while sitting by the fire, I saw a vision of a new day dawning. It was when the embers darkened and the coals were glowing red. There in the smoke, the vision caught my eye. I saw a new sun rising from the grave of darkest night. I saw people crying out with joy. I saw the city fathers weeping in this newborn age, and the blind could see and the crippled heart could love. It was on a Thursday morning, the 21st of May, 18 to 20 minutes after 9. The year I can't remember, though I saw it very clear, but it must be soon, for I feel it in the air. I saw a new sun rising from the grave of darkest night. I saw people crying out with joy. I saw the city fathers weeping in this newborn age, and the blind could see and the crippled heart could bow. The day was just like all the days we've had before. The world continued business as usual. The rich were getting richer, the poor were getting poorer, and the silent majority don't care. I saw a new sun rising from the grave of darkest night. I saw people crying out with joy. I saw the city fathers weeping in this newborn age, and the blind could see and the crippled heart could bow.
This next song was written as I reflected upon the concepts of God so many people have that seem to get in the way of their personal growth, their accepting personal responsibilities. And I also thought about Thomas, one of the disciples who didn't believe in the resurrection and had to physically touch Jesus, as it's recorded in the Gospel of John.
We seek thy face, O God, to introduce ourselves to look in every place where you are supposed to be and find them all empty. Where are you, Lord? Tell us that we may see and touch and
about 8 years ago, I wrote this song to go along with a junior sermon that I was doing. And once the song was written, the children there
on the ground. One seed fell among thorns, and it grew until they choked it, and it couldn't grow anymore. The word of God is a seed planted by a farmer, who scattered the seeds on the ground. One seed fell in the gravel, and it grew up for a while, until the sun came out, and it dried up and died without water. The word of God is a seed planted by a farmer, who scattered the seeds on the ground. One seed fell on the good soil, and it grew into a plant with 100 new seeds upon it. The word of God is a seed planted by a farmer, who scattered the seeds on the ground.
The last song that I had written that I will share with you at this time is called Silently, How Silently the Teardrops Do Fall. It was written in the spring of 1975.
Silently, how silently the teardrops do fall, streaming down to wet earth with all the freshness of dew. Tears of our sorrow and tears of our joy, all the tears of all the world bring God's love to me and you. Water of life, water of death, come and fill the whole wide world with your cleanliness. When eyes are crying, our tears are never vain. As the raindrops cool the flowers, our tears make us whole again. So do not mind the tears of grief, for there is joy crying out in every tear that flows from each of our eyes. Silently, how silently the teardrops do fall, streaming down to wet the earth with all the freshness of dew.
The first song that I will share with you that other people have written is called Lonely Voices, Words and Music by Billy Hanks, Jr.
Lonely voices crying in the city, lonely voices sounding like a child, lonely voices come from busy people, too disturbed to stop a little while. Lonely voices fill my dreams, lonely voices haunt my memory. Lonely eyes, I see them in the subway, burdened by the worries of the day. Men at leisure, but they're so unhappy, tired of foolish roles.
next song I will share with you is called Celebrate Now, or I like to call it Awake My Heart. It was written by Sharon L. Rising, both the words and the music.
Awake my heart to the joys of this newest day. Alive my mind to the growth now awaiting me. Sharpen my ears, open my eyes, gladden my soul to the moment of now.
I like that song. It's kind of peppy. When I was a boy in the Philippine Islands, I learned this song in three different dialects, in Mayoyao, Ifugao, and Ilocano. But now all I remember is one, and I think I've got them all mixed together with different words from each of the dialects. They sounded rather similar, but you could tell some of the differences. I'll sing it in English first.
Our dear church was built on love and work and prayer, so that all God's children might find welcome there. Ti Iglesia Mi Na Baganti Ayat Tap No Amin Hongo Ma Liliwada.
There. Out of the past.